Hi, I'm your host, David Bach, and today you will be listening to Roll with Cole, an interview with Coach Brendan Cole with the podcast and journalism class with Kick here at Charlotte Country Day.
I had an entrepreneurship teacher in college who went around and he asked everybody what they wanted to be, and I was like, I want to be in the NFL. He was like, okay, I understand that. He's like, but why don't you want to own an NFL team? And I was like, that I don't know why I never thought of that, but that just struck a chord in me. I was like, wow, why wouldn't I want to own one?
He is the Assistant Dean of Students, or as I and many people know him, as a football coach here at Country Day. We will cover topics such as his college football experience, football current events, and his passion for coaching. Coach Cole was born in Kansas City, Missouri, then later moved to Hampton, Virginia, where he would attend Hampton University for 4 years and earn his undergraduate master's degree.
At what age did you start playing football?
So I started playing football when I was about seven, maybe even six, and I played all the way up till about 12. And then I stopped playing because I thought I was going to be a basketball player. So I stopped playing for a while, and then I picked it back up my sophomore year of high school, actually. And that's when I started getting a little good at it.
Did you play any other sports other than football and basketball?
No. So I used to, when I was very young, I did swimming. And then as I got older, I just was basketball, football. AAU blew up when I was in middle school. And that's when, you know, you started playing basketball in the spring and the summer. And so it kind of became like a year-round thing, like basketball all year, and then football in the fall, and then back to basketball in the winter, all the way to the summer.
Okay. Who introduced you to football?
I was introduced to football. So I have two older brothers. My middle brother did not play football, but my oldest brother played football. And he played quarterback. And so I used to love going to his games and watching him play. So he kind of encouraged me and pushed me to play football and just encouraged me that football would make me better at basketball. So that's what made me join the gridiron.
That kind of answers my question a little bit, or my next question. But what about football caused you to fall in love with the game?
I always had a love for football, but I really fell in love with football probably my sophomore year of high school, when it was just something I couldn't figure out. Like, basketball came pretty natural to me. For some reason, it all made sense. Football, I had to study. I had to watch film. I had to watch players that I would look at their bodies to see if their bodies were kind of like mine, and how did they play? How was their play style? I had to put so much time in studying film, working out, that I fell in love with the grind of it, you know, because basketball, I loved it because I was naturally good at it, right? I could just play and it was fun and I knew what was going to happen. Football, the learning curve is what made me fall in love with it.
Okay. What was so special about high school football for you?
I would always tell people high school football was one of the best moments of my life, because when you're in high school, especially like either a day school or even a public school, you're playing for your city. You know, like, you're playing against your buddies you grew up with, that you play little league ball with. Now you went to the separate high schools. You went to the same middle school, but now you're at separate high schools and you're all playing against each other. And then after the game on those Friday nights, you're seeing each other at the movie Saturday, you know, and to talk about the game. So I think the sense of community that comes with playing football, playing sports in general, really, but especially football, like, you go to war and then your friends, you know, you might go to the movie Saturday morning, or, you know, you go to the pool Saturday afternoon. I really love the community piece. I went to a boarding school after that where you lose a sense of that, but you still have your boarding school community. You know, like, you live there, you play for them. Things like that. College is when it becomes more business.
So, kind of leading into college football, what was the recruiting process in high school like for you?
So, I started getting recruited my junior year for football. I had some basketball interest, but it was mostly D2. And then football, I had some interest from West Virginia, University of Massachusetts, Stony Brook, some schools up in the north. And so I started getting calls, really, my junior year. And that's when my coach was having me meet people. Things were going good. And then my senior year, it was coming down to when I had to make a decision. It was, are you going to play, try to play basketball in college, or are you going to try to play football in college? So basketball, I ended up getting the opportunity to go to Naval Academy. They told me I could come there. They don't do scholarships, but you don't pay for school when you get in. And I didn't meet all their qualifications. So they're like, hey, we'll bring you in, you know, maybe do a prep year, and then we'll get you into the academy. And then Radford University, which is a school up in Virginia, they were going to offer me an opportunity to come play for them. And then I had a walk-on opportunity at Virginia Tech. So those were like the three I had for basketball. And then football, University of Massachusetts had offered me. And I was thinking about committing there. And I was waiting a little while. And then my my SAT score wasn't as high as they wanted it to be. And so they were like, ah, you got to get up about 100 points. We don't know if that's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Or it was 200 points. And so they didn't really believe in me that I was going to get it. And so they pulled their offer. But I did end up getting the score, which was fine. I didn't want to go there anymore after they didn't believe in me anyway. And so Stony Brook came along and offered. And then Norfolk State offered, which is at HBCU in Virginia. And so the biggest thing with Norfolk State, the reason I committed there first, I was going to go there, was me and the coach had a good bond. Stony Brook, it was cold. It was in New York. I didn't know if I really wanted to go up there. And so the coach, Coach Mathis at Norfolk State, we had a great relationship. So I ended up committing there. And I was like, all right, I'm going to come there. This was during basketball season of my senior year. And so I went on a visit there. Things were great. I was going to sign. And then Hampton University called. And they're like, hey, you know, we see you've committed to Nova State, but we just want to come up and meet you. And so they came up. They watched a basketball game of mine. Basketball game went great. Afterwards, he offered me. He's like, we want to offer you a scholarship. Even though you committed to Nova State, we want to offer you a scholarship. And he said, before you make a decision, just come down and visit, you know, and come see how things were. Even being from Hampton, Virginia, I never really went to Hampton University. I never went on campus. You know, I never had a reason to. So I went down and visited. And for me, it was the moment I walked into the cafeteria. I saw some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. That was the turning point for me, you know. And I was young, you know, an 18-year-old boy, like very easily impressionable. I just fell in love with it. I was like, oh, I'm coming here. No question. And so that's when I committed to Hampton University, and that's where I signed to go play. So the recruiting process was, it was an up and down process for me. You know, things look great, then they look cloudy, and then they look great again. But it's business. It's tough.
I got you.
So long-winded.
No, I got you. I love it. What overall successes have you personally earned playing football?
I would say my personal successes were, I felt like I got to a point where I figured it out in college. Because in that whole process going through it, I felt like my junior year in college is when I figured it out. Because I redshirted my freshman year, my ninth grade year there in college. And then I came out the next year. It got rocky for me. Played a little bit, not a lot as a redshirt freshman. And then came back as a redshirt sophomore. Started the season. Ended up losing my spot like three games through the season. And then came back later that year and finished out pretty strong. And then my redshirt junior year, started the first game of the season and got benched after the first game against Old Dominion University. And then one of the players on our team got hurt in the third game. So I went back in the game as a starter. And that's when it clicked. That's when I made all conference my redshirt junior year. And then came back into my redshirt senior year, had a great year, made all conference again. I figured this thing out. Like I'm at a point to where I can say I figured it out.
Stick around to hear Coach Cole and a couple of our student athletes speak on Coach Tavares Washington, our beloved coach that passed away too soon.
What coaches have been very influential in your life?
Ooh.
Whether that be high school, middle school, college. Yeah.
So it's funny, you'll experience this as you get older. Your life goes through different stages, right? And so at one point, my high school basketball coach, his name's Craig Breon, I was so scared of him. I mean, he was the dean at our high school. I mean, it was, everything was like, He was the type, you walk down the hallway, you see him, you turn around and walk the other way, right? And when I look back on it, he was instilling discipline in us, like early, very early. And I will always appreciate him. He didn't treat anybody differently. Like if you were the starter and you were late to class or you were late to practice, it didn't matter. I mean, he used to put newspapers up over the basketball window so nobody could see into our practices. I mean, they were so intense. But he instilled a discipline in me that I will always appreciate. So he's one. And then Coach Homer was my coach at the when I went to the boarding school. He's my football coach at the boarding school. I mean, the day I got the SAT score I needed to qualify, I called him. He was the first person I called. I didn't call my mom, my dad. I didn't call anybody. I called Coach Homer right away. And it was like 5 a.m. when the scores came out. And he answered, we're on the phone. I'm crying to him. And so he just, he's a pillar in my life forever. I'll always love Coach Ed Homer. And then Coach Bayko, which was my position coach in college. I loved him. He's from Hampton. My best friend and him are cousins, but I never really had a relationship with him. But he looked out for me. He benched me when I played bad. He put me back in the starting lineup when I got it together. He actually just came to visit me here at Country Day 2 days ago. He coaches at Air Force now. He just came back to visit me and say what's up. And then last would be Coach Maynor, who was my head coach in college, my second head coach. He helped me find the version of the man I want to be within me. Like he brought it out of me. He used to just challenge me, but he would challenge me in a way of to where I wasn't uncomfortable all the way, but I would see what he was saying, but I didn't know how to get there. And so the process of figuring it out, I attest a lot of my success today to Coach Maynor. He's been amazing, and I still talk to him. I invite him to my wedding. Like, he got me my first job. Like, he was my reference. We are attached at the hip. He got me into golf. We play golf all the time. He's the head football coach at Alabama A&M right now. I will forever love him. And then Coach Rose is the one who gave me my offer to college, so he's always special to me too.
So you said your basketball coach, dean of students. I mean, you kind of got a similar role here, being a football coach and a dean of students, but it doesn't quite seem like you're it's the same way, like trying to walk the other way. Like, you stand outside greeting everybody every day, which I know everybody appreciates, but I think that's funny how you say it was intimidating because he was the dean of students, but you're sitting here with that exact same title. And
yeah, that's a very interesting point. And I think, and I think my thing is, I understand some people feel like discipline is key and they want, but I feel like you're doing it a different way. You know, like, I want you to feel comfortable to come talk to me and know that I'm going to hold you accountable. You know what I mean? Like, but you want that accountability. And you know, it's never coming from a malicious place. You know, I want you to feel comfortable with me, and I appreciate you saying that. That's why I do it.
I mean, yeah, but you at school, very nice, greetable, approachable person. You on the practice field or football fields, different person, which, trust me, I love both versions.
Yeah,
but
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, the intensity definitely turns up in football.
So with that, like, what kind of made you start wanting to coach?
I mean, sports was a big part of it was my identity, to be honest with you. And that can turn bad for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people, their identity is sports. That's all they know. And then once the ball goes flat, they lose themselves because they don't even know who they are. I was fortunate enough to, I loved sports. Sports was my life. But I had an entrepreneurship teacher in college who went around and asked everybody what they wanted to be. And I was like, I want to be in the NFL. He was like, okay, I understand that. He's like, but why don't you want to own an NFL team? And I was like, I don't know why. I never thought of that, but that just struck a chord in me. I was like, wow, why wouldn't I want to own one? So that led me into like looking into the business side of sports. Like, what is, you know, like coaching, scouting, general manager. Like, what is that side like? And so I started looking there. And I was like, So at first I was like, I'm probably going to try to be a general manager of an NFL team. And that led me to getting my first gig, which was my internship with the Carolina Panthers. My wife now, who is my girlfriend's from Charlotte or Concord. And so I was looking for a team around there. So Panthers was the one. Ended up reaching out to them, went down, did football operations internship. And then I was like, I don't think I really want to do this. Actually, the person who gave me the opportunity Brian Porter went to Country Day. He's a Country Day alum. He was the director of football operations for the Panthers. Great guy. But I got there, and it just wasn't for me, really. You know, I had the opportunity to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and do a football operations internship with them, too. But I didn't take it, and I just was like, you know, I don't think this is for me. And then the boarding school I had went to had called me, and they said, hey, we have an assistant athletic director position and head boys basketball coach open. Would you be interested? And I was like, of course I would be. So I reached out to them and then got that job. And so the only other time I've coached was 7-on-7 football. When I was in college, I coached a 7-on-17. So I started coaching basketball, head boys basketball coach, and then I was the defensive back coach for football. And so that's like where it really just got into me. And I was like, coach, I love coaching. And so I just stayed with it.
From your perspective, what makes coaches like Coach Washington so special from a coach's perspective?
I knew Coach Washington not deeply. I didn't get to coach with him that much, but I did get to meet him a couple of times during the summer. And I mean, he would just have got off the road. Like, he was on the road all the time. And we're just talking and chopping it up. And he took over a business in Mississippi, and he was doing this thing. And I was like, dang, like, you just got off the road and you came straight out here? He's like, yeah, I just wanted to get out here and see the kids and see how everything's going. And it just spoke to his character. Like, he would be on the road 16 hours, get out the truck, come straight to the football practice. And I just admired it. And I didn't know him that much. And he seemed so gentle. Big guy, but gentle. So that was always interesting. And just his dedication to come out there and see you all, it spoke to his character, who he was. And, you know, just the reaction that a lot of players and coaches have had with him passing is just, of course, I was sad, because anytime somebody passes, I'm like, dang. You know, and then when you meet somebody and they pass, you're even more like, wow. But when you see the reaction of the people who had relationships with them, it speaks a lot to who they were. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And having played for Coach Washington, every time you see him, he just lights up the whole room. Everyone's excited.
Oh.
I like that you were able to pick up on that just knowing him a couple months.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to be talking to Nolan Bates. He is a junior who plays football for Country Day. What was your favorite memory of Coach Washington and his coaching style?
Definitely before games, every time we'd have individual, which means every position group like goes off and does their own thing. And he would always have like the biggest smile on his face. He'd be the loudest person on the field, like screaming, let's go, fellas. And he's always trying to hype us up and amp us up, button helmets with us too. So it was pretty cool.
Now, outside of game day, because obviously energy's high, during practice, what could you always rely on Coach Washington for?
I feel like if I had a long day at school, or if I was like, didn't really want to go to the weight room because I was tired, he always like got me in a positive attitude, because when he was out there smiling, no matter if he had a bad day or a good day, he cracked a couple jokes, got you in a better mood, more prepared for the practice and the workout or whatever it was.
All right. Love to hear from you, Nolan. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Here we have Ben Proffitt. All right, Ben, what was your favorite memory of Coach Washington and his coaching style?
My favorite memory of Coach Washington is really, I don't know if it's a specific memory, but it's about how he was always so like upbeat and excited for the team, and he cared about each and every guy. He had like nicknames for everyone, and every time he saw someone, he'd like be like, Big Ben, for example. And he was just a great guy, and he always like made practice more fun and more enjoyable.
What could you always rely on Coach Washington for in practice?
I mean, he was just very knowledgeable at the game. Obviously, he played in the NFL, but like his way of teaching, he was so good at putting complex topics and like techniques and stuff in like simple words. And he was such a good teacher in that way.
Thank you so much, Ben, for your input. I'm sure Coach Washington would love to hear what you had to say. Here we got William Dixon. All right, William. What is your favorite memory about Coach Washington?
Of Coach Washington? I think one would be, it's not really a memory, but it's just, you know, something that he would do, you know, every practice. After we would break at the beginning of practice, we would we were getting our position groups, and he would always, you know, just hype up, you know, the linemen, and just, you know, he kind of would say, O-line, O-line. And, you know, that kind of got us going for the day. And I really cherished that, and it got me through a lot of practices for sure.
All right. Thank you, William.
Thanks for listening to Roll with Cole. I'm your host, David Bach, and would love to give a special shout out to Coach Cole and all the students who spoke on behalf of Coach Washington, who has impacted so much on our lives. This is a production with the Journalism and Podcast class with Kate here at Country Day. If you would like to know more about Coach Cole, he is always around campus with a smile on his face.